Hey everyone, and welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Thanks, do it.
Okay, so today we're going to be looking at how rats learn by watching each other. It's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
We've got a scientific journal article and also a short communication from Animal Cognition.
Okay.
And these really make you see rats in a whole new light.
For sure. I mean, most people don't think of rats as being all that clever.
I know, right?
But they're way more intelligent than they get credit for.
Exactly. And their social learning abilities are especially impressive.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much they can pick up just by watching each other.
So true. And it seems like their brains are really wired for this kind of social learning, you know?
Oh, absolutely. They're highly social creatures.
Right.
And the study we're looking at really highlights that.
Okay, so let's dive into the details of this study a bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
What exactly did they do?
Well, the researchers designed this really neat setup. They had these two chambers where the rats could see and hear each other, but they couldn't actually, like, touch or interact directly.
I see.
And in one chamber, they had a rat they called the demonstrator.
Gotcha.
And this demonstrator rat was trained to poke its nose into a specific spot.
Okay.
A little light would come on, and then they would get a treat.
Like a little reward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A tasty little treat.
Got it.
Now, in the other chamber, they had the observer rat.
Makes sense.
And this observer rat basically had to figure out how to do the same thing.
Just by watching.
Yep, just by watching the demonstrator rat.
That's so cool.
It is, right?
Yeah.
And what they found was the observer rats were way better at learning the task when they got to watch another rat do it compared to when they just saw the light cue by itself.
So it's like having a little furry teacher really helps them get it?
Exactly. It's not just about seeing what to do. It's about seeing another rat do it and get rewarded for it.
It's like they're thinking, hey, if he can get a treat, I can too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They see the action, they see the reward, and they're motivated to learn.
So it's more than just simple mimicry.
Oh, definitely.
They're really understanding the connection between the action and the outcome.
Yeah, and this ties in with some other really interesting findings about rat behavior.
Like what?
Well, there was this other study in Animal Cognition.
Okay.
Where they found that even when you put rats in a brand new environment,
okay,
they'll actually prioritize socializing with each other over exploring their surroundings.
Really? So they're like, forget the new place, let's hang out.
Huh. Pretty much.
Yeah.
It seems like social interaction is just inherently rewarding for them.
That makes a lot of sense. And it could explain why they're such good social learners.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maybe watching another rat, and especially one getting a reward, taps into that strong social instinct.
Right.
And it makes them even more engaged and more motivated to learn.
Yeah, it's like they're thinking, okay, this is important. My buddy's doing it. I need to pay attention.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so going back to the first study, did they look at like how the demonstrator rat's behavior affected the observer rat's learning?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They found that when the demonstrator rat was really skilled, like they were really quick and efficient at getting that reward, the observer rat would learn much faster.
So it's like having a really good teacher who makes it look easy makes you a better student.
That's a great way to put it. It's like the observer rat is thinking, wow, that looks simple. I can totally do that.
And then they're more motivated to try it themselves.
Right.
Now, did they notice anything else about how the rats were behaving during these experiments?
Oh, yeah. Actually, there's this one really cool observation.
What's that?
Well, the researchers noticed that the observer rats would often turn their heads directly towards the demonstrator. Even though rats have a pretty wide field of vision, you know.
They do.
So they could have easily just seen the light cue without having to turn their heads.
Right.
But they specifically chose to look at the other rat.
It's like they were really focused, like laser focused on what the demonstrator was doing.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to absorb every detail of the action.
So it really highlights how powerful the social element is in their learning process.
Absolutely. They're not just passively watching. They're actively engaging with the demonstrator.
Now, remember how we were talking about the importance of social cues?
Yeah.
Well, the researchers wanted to see if they could, like, manipulate this social learning effect using oxytocin.
That's a social bonding hormone.
Exactly. So they thought, okay, if oxytocin is the social hormone, maybe if we give the observer rats a little boost of oxytocin, they'll learn even faster.
Right.
It seems logical.
It does, doesn't it?
But what did they find?
Well, here's the surprising part.
Yeah.
Neither giving them extra oxytocin nor blocking oxytocin actually made much of a difference in how well the observer rats learned.
Really? That's so weird. If oxytocin is so closely tied to social behavior, why didn't it have an impact on their learning?
It is a bit of a head scratcher.
Mm-hmm.
But One possible explanation is that the way they set up this particular experiment, it didn't really allow for natural social behaviors to come into play.
So it was too structured, too artificial.
Maybe. Remember, the rats were in separate chambers, so they couldn't actually interact or, you know, socialize in a natural way.
It was all about the task.
Exactly. It was very task-oriented. And maybe that kind of masked any subtle effects oxytocin might have had in a more, like, natural setting.
That's a good point.
So while it seems like social cues are definitely important for rat learning,
right,
this study suggests that the role of oxytocin in social learning might be more complex than we initially thought.
It's not just a simple on-off switch.
Exactly. And it highlights the need to consider the whole context of their behavior when we're trying to understand how they learn.
So to recap what we've learned so far, it seems like rats are incredibly skilled at learning by observation.
For sure.
And they're not just mindlessly copying. They're really paying attention to what other rats are doing, you know?
Absolutely. And how they're doing it.
Right. They're picking up on those subtle cues and then using that information to guide their own actions.
It's like they're watching a masterclass in how to be a rat.
I love that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
But there's one more twist in this study that really blew my mind.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Let's save that for part two.
Sounds good to me.
See you back here soon.
Definitely. So remember how we were talking about the observer rats?
Yeah.
And how they would turn their heads to watch the demonstrator?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, get this.
Okay.
The researchers noticed that even when the demonstrator messed up. Like, they didn't do the task right.
Oh, okay.
And so they didn't get the treat.
Right.
The observer rats would still look towards the correct spot.
Wait, so even though the demonstrator, like, failed, they still knew where the right spot was.
That's right.
Wow. That's crazy.
It is, isn't it?
It's like they understood the goal even when their buddy didn't.
Exactly.
So they weren't just like blindly copying what they saw.
Right.
They were paying attention to the outcome, you know?
Yeah. Like whether the demonstrator got the reward or not.
Exactly.
And they were using that information to figure out what to do themselves.
It's like they were learning from the mistakes.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It really is.
It kind of challenges the idea that they're just reacting on instinct, you know?
Yeah.
Some real cognitive processing going on there.
I know. It makes you realize those tiny little brains are doing a lot more than we give them credit for.
It really are.
It's like they're little scientists running their own experiments.
Testing hypotheses.
Yeah. Like, okay, if he does this, he gets a treat. If he does that, he doesn't.
So I better do this if I want a treat.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, like, is observing failure actually a more powerful way to learn sometimes?
Oh, that's a really interesting question.
Yeah, because it highlights what not to do.
Right. You see the consequences of the wrong action.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that can be really informative.
It can.
Okay. So thinking back to that oxytocin experiment again.
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you think maybe type of learning they were testing just wasn't like social enough?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, this experiment was all about learning a set of rules to get a reward. It wasn't really about like social interaction or cooperation in the same way that, say, navigating a complex social hierarchy might be.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that maybe oxytocin's role in learning becomes more pronounced when there's like a stronger social component involved.
Exactly. Like learning from your peers in a group setting or understanding social dynamics and stuff like that.
That's a really interesting point.
Because this experiment was so solo, so task focused. Maybe that masked any subtle effects oxytocin might have had.
Yeah, if they had been allowed to, you know, interact more freely.
Exactly.
We might have seen a different result.
It's something to think about.
It is.
Okay, so just to sum up what we've talked about so far.
Okay.
We know rats are super good at learning by observation.
Yeah.
But it's more than just mimicry.
Right.
They're really paying attention to what's going on.
They are.
They're watching other rats. They're noticing the outcomes.
Yeah.
And they're using all that information to figure out how to get what they want.
Which is usually a treat.
Exactly. A tasty treat. And it seems like their social nature is a big part of what makes them such good learners.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty amazing, right?
It is.
But there's another layer to this whole thing that we haven't even touched on yet.
This is where it gets really wild.
I know. It blew my mind when I read about it.
Mine too.
So are you ready to dive into that?
Let's do it. So we've talked about how rats learn by watching each other.
Right.
But what about the flip side?
Yeah, the flip side.
Yeah, like, what if being watched actually changes how a rat behaves?
Oh, interesting. So, like, are they aware of an audience? And does that, like, make them pry harder?
Exactly.
Or maybe even mess up more, you know, like stage fright?
Yeah.
I've never thought about that before.
A really cool question, right?
Yeah.
And there's some evidence
Oh.
that rats actually show different brain activity when they know another rat is watching them.
So, like, their brain is actually processing the fact that they're being observed.
Yeah, it's like they have a little audience awareness going on.
Wow, that's wild. I wonder if it's like a competitive thing.
Oh, maybe.
Like they're trying to impress the other rat.
Could be. Or maybe they get nervous.
Yeah, like they're worried about messing up.
It'd be so interesting to know, right?
Totally. Like, do they change their behavior depending on who's watching?
Right. Like, are they more careful if it's a dominant rat?
Ooh, that's a good point.
Or more relaxed if it's just a buddy?
It really adds a whole other layer of complexity to their social interactions.
It does, doesn't it?
It's amazing to think about.
It is. It makes you realize just how much we still don't know about these creatures.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive,
Yeah.
what would you say is the biggest takeaway for you?
I think for me, it's the sheer power of social learning.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just a rat thing either.
Yeah.
It's something that's so fundamental
Yeah.
to how so many species learn and adapt.
Including us.
Exactly. We're constantly picking up cues from each other.
Whether we realize it or not.
Right, consciously or unconsciously.
And it really shapes how we behave.
Absolutely.
Think about it, like
Yeah.
learning basic skills as kids to like navigating those awkward social situations.
As adults, can't
Like,
rely on social learning all the time.
it's so
And
true.
these rat studies,
Yeah.
they give us this amazing window into the mechanisms behind it, like how our brains actually process social information.
It's fascinating.
It is.
Okay, so next time I see a rat,
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to look at them a little differently.
I think we all will.
They're not just pests, you know?
No, they're not.
They're these incredibly intelligent creatures with complex social lives,
Absolutely.
and they can teach us a lot about ourselves.
More than we might realize.
Well said. Until next time, everyone.
Keep those minds curious.
And don't underestimate the power of observation,
You never know what you might learn.
even from a rat.